Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Hey, my friends. I want to start today with an important question. Get right to business. What will your destiny be? Do you know that? Let me back up now. I really want you to think about it. Like, what's your destiny? What's the destiny of your life and your future and your legacy? You know, what's in store for you? What's coming in the future? What pathways, what doors, what opportunities are going to happen in a year from now, in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? I mean, look around and notice how lives have completely changed. Maybe family members or friends or people you read about who are going down one path and then all of a sudden they're on a completely different path. I do live classes for youth and for parents. I got a bunch of stuff going on, but in these classes that do this, we're doing mentoring and coaching. We do them like colloquia, which is where we read great books together and then discuss them. And I'm rereading this incredible book in one of the youth classes. It's the Autobiography of Benjamin Franklin. And as I'm rereading it this time, if you haven't read it, I invite you to read it. It's incredible. And just look for that very thing. Look for those lessons. The little nuggets as he goes along. And as I've gone through it this time, he's looking back at his life. He's an old man now, and he's looking back at his life and just kind of detailing the story of his life, starting as a youth, you know, when he runs off on his own and starts exploring the world and then going through his 20s and trying to figure out his career path and what he's going to do to earn money and what kind of person he's going to be and kind of wrestling with his integrity and his character and just trying, you know, watching, observing men and women and just saying, you know, what kind of person do I want to be? And into my mind just kept coming this question, do you know your future destiny? Did he know his? And the answer is no, he didn't. He had no idea that he would end up being so instrumental in the foundation of the United States of America and literally that his influence and his actions would have a dramatic effect, I think, on the world and have this influence where we're still studying his life and learning about him, you know, hundreds of years later. It's amazing. It's so amazing. And then when you look, and so it makes it all the more important. And here's why I want to ask you this question. And I've been thinking about it, and I will continue to think about it. Like, I have no idea what's in my destiny. I have no idea what's in front of me. I literally have no clue think about this. Back up, right? So if I back up 3 years from now, could I have even dreamt or guessed or, you know, even planned? Like, there was no way I could have known that I would be in Texas right now, right? Having these awesome experiences, meeting incredible people, that I had just returned from this epic trip to Mongolia, right? With new friends, new connections, new mindsets. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's no way I could have known that 3 years ago. And so I look forward saying, well, what's in the next 1 year and 3 years and 5 years and 10 years? I don't know. And perhaps it's unknowable. I mean, we go forward with goals and determination and objectives, and we work hard for things, and we try to influence, in fact, actually, we try to control outcomes, but control is an illusion. Oh, man, anytime we try to control things, we end up realizing that we're not in control. We're just really trying to do the best we can. But Like, we're trying to influence outcomes, right? But who in the world knows? What? Any day, at any moment, today, this podcast, a book you read, a person you meet, an experience you have, at any moment can literally alter the course of your life. Have you ever read a book that did that? I have. Have you ever met somebody that did that? I have, many times. I often think of, you know, you stop and meet someone, and, oh, hey, let's talk and let's connect, and then that person and that relationship literally alters the course of your life. And I think that just happened again last night. Rachel and I had a conversation with another great couple. And in fact, I think it happened 2 days in a row, yesterday and the day before that. We met with a couple each day, a different couple each day, and I feel like that has just altered the course of our lives. Like, we will be pursuing goals and dreams and establishing organizations, and we're going to be having impact and literally changing things in a massive way because of what just happened. And yet, time and time again, I realized that so many unbelievably awesome things that have happened in my life were only possible because of the little things I've been doing day in and day out for years that then prepared me to be able to take advantage of opportunities. Or they literally opened doors that were closed before. And that was one of the things that has really stood out to me going through Benjamin Franklin's life again. And he kept saying things like that, right? He would say things like, you know, I decided, this is a teenager. He said, I decided I'd spend my free time reading. And I just read and read. I'd stay up late reading and get up early reading and then return the book I'd borrowed. So it was never missed. And so then you know, the person who lent me the book would be more willing to lend me more. And he's going through and he's just making commentary. And he doesn't even point out the principle. He doesn't even say anything about it. He's just capturing these ideas like, hey, you know, after work, I'd work really hard. And some of the kids I work with, they didn't work very hard. They were just kind of there and then they would do their own thing. And he's like, I made it a point to do whatever work I was doing to do it well. That little line right there, that little strategy, that little principle of like, you know, hey, it doesn't matter what I'm doing, even if it's a small job or even for an employer I don't like or it's a task that seems unimportant, whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to do it well. That was his character. That was his principle. Did that influence his life and the opportunities he later had to change the world? Absolutely. He said his buddies would always drink. They were just drinking and drinking and drinking. He's like, I realized like that's not going to lead me to where I want to be. So I stopped drinking with them. And then he would just make in passing said that habit was the undoing of those poor devils. And he just in passing points out like, hey, those guys. Great guys, good friends, really liked them a lot. They just drank all the time and all they ever did was drink. And then he points out, he just is constantly like, oh, and I met so-and-so and I met so-and-so, but he was always dishonest. He always made promises and he never kept them. And I met so-and-so and, you know, they just were, you know, not easy to get along with him. People didn't like being around him and they ruined their opportunities because they were just hard to be around. They just kept saying things that were, you know, unpleasant. And all he's doing is just sharing his life. Like, hey, I met so-and-so, worked with them and they did this. And I met so-and-so and they did this. And this time to me in my mind, as I'm reading through this and thinking about life and I'm mentoring and coaching people, I'm doing more and more coaching now, more and more classes, Oh, I love it, you guys. I love it because it's this privilege and opportunity to help you totally transform your life. Man, it's so exciting and so fun. I love this stuff. But as I'm constantly thinking about it, constantly working with youth and adults, it's always on my mind. Like, what is your destiny? And here's one of the most exciting and powerful things about being alive, about being a human being, is that you and I have the power to shape our futures. Think about that. You have the power to alter the course of your life. You can make changes at any moment. You have the power to choose and improve And literally any change in your life, any improvement begins by altering our thoughts, by changing our mind. And then it changes the course of our lives. Now, back to the original question, can we know our destiny? No, it's unknowable. But like just like Franklin and like so many others, I'm going through lots of biographies and autobiographies, great books right now. And every time it's, you look at it, you look for this formula. So I want you to do it. As you guys are reading books, you're studying the lives of great men and women, I want you to look for it. Look for the formula. It's almost like this, I don't know, I've heard people call it, you know, the school of success or whatever. Not that they're actually going to school, but they just have these life experiences and they make these little decisions. And just the sum total of these little decisions, these little thinking patterns where they're trying to build up their character, they're working with integrity, everything they're doing well. They're not afraid to fail. And whenever they fail, they get back up and they're willing to try new things. They're willing to be vulnerable. They're willing to take risks. And you just see this formula for success, and you see it again and again and again. And I love studying the lives of great men and women, saying, what did they do? What led up to that? Because we often look at them and be like, whoa, they're an overnight success. And wow, that happened so quickly. They just exploded. They're so lucky. But if you are intentional about it, you say, like, what led up to that? What was it that prepared them to take advantage of that opportunity? What was it that led Franklin to be who he was and where he was and prepared to participate in, you know, changing the world? And the same goes for you and me. What are we doing today that will either open doors or close doors? I think if there's one thing we can guarantee about our future, we can guarantee that we're not ready. That's one thing we can guarantee. We can guarantee that we pass by opportunities, and we can guarantee our failure. Isn't that interesting? That I can make decisions today, I can develop bad habits that are guaranteed to produce a mediocre life. Isn't that fascinating? And again, I think we can do that on the success side too. I really do. You know, we can just, but again, I don't know. Can you force it? I don't know. You can force failure. like that's, isn't that ironic? You guys think about that. Like, I can guarantee my failure, but can I absolutely guarantee my success? I don't know. I can do everything in my power. And I believe, you know, I believe in success, and I believe in, like, you know what? Yes. I believe in the, you know, what Descartes said, I will either find a way or I will make one, right? That's in my philosophy journal. It's on my wall. I will either find a way or I'll make one. I love that. I love that kind of determination of, like, yeah, I'm going to be successful. Yes, I'm going to make things happen. I can't guarantee anything, but I can set myself up to succeed. But man, you can almost, on the opposite side, guarantee your failure. Oh, that's crazy. But you guys, let's do that. Just, I want you to think about what you're doing right now. What thinking patterns are influencing your life right now that will either keep doors closed or open up new ones? What little mindsets, little habits, almost like your way of being, what kind of character things do you have going on? And please do this. I'm serious. Like, what's going on right now that's either going to help you succeed or ensure your failure? And I promise it's the little things. Just like in Franklin's story, and just like in so many other people's story, in my own story. Look at the little things that you're doing day in and day out. Examine how you view mistakes, how you view failures, how you view risk, how you handle your emotions, your fears, how you handle your interactions with other people, what you spend your time doing. Like, these are big ones, and we often think, ah, it's no big deal, I'm just going to watch a little Netflix, and then we end up watching a little bit of Netflix every single night. And then we get, you know, watching more and more, and we jump on to check something online, and hours later we're doing, you know, something that's not very productive or helpful. Or we allow ourselves to get super upset. You know, we get really angry and we're barking at our kids or our spouse or we're yelling at the neighbor. And, you know, I've recently met some people that are very, very, I don't know how to describe it. They're just, they're really wound. They seem like they're just wound up really, really tight, and they seem frustrated and irritated all the time. They're just constantly bothered. Have you met people like that, or have you ever felt like that yourself, where you're going along and if you're not careful, everything bothers you. You're just constantly bothered by little things, and you're upset that the world isn't the way you think it ought to be, and people aren't doing the things you think they ought to do, and you literally pass through life angry, frustrated, bothered. That's the thing you experience most of the time. And I don't know about you. I don't want to go through life and I look back and be like, man, I spent 50 years being bothered instead of just being happy. And likewise, you know, I spent 45 years entertaining myself with, you know, TV or games or music or whatever instead of spending that time improving ourselves. So none of us knows our destiny. None of us knows what opportunities are right around the corner. But I can promise you that what we are doing right now, day in and day out, the habits we have, the patterns we have, the thinking we have, the emotional mastery, all of that will have an influence on whether or not we even see opportunities, and definitely whether or not we can take advantage of them. I promise some of us, myself included, will walk right past incredible opportunities because we just don't see them. We're distracted, or we're blinded by our pride. We're blinded by our frustrations. We're blinded by our ignorance, right? Or we might see the opportunity but be too afraid to take advantage of it, too underdeveloped to be able to take advantage of it because we weren't working on ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I love this stuff. I'm excited. I'm excited about the future. I think the future holds more opportunities than ever before. And I think there's incredible things coming in the future. And I think there's some crazy things coming in the future. There's going to be some seriously disruptive things. There's going to be some tough economies. There's going to be some wars. And there's going to be some fallout between race and prejudice and all kinds of different things. It's going to be crazy. And there's going to be some awesome and there's going to be some not so awesome. But where are you going to stand? What's your destiny going to be? Are you going to lead? Are you going to be ready to step up and make a difference? All of that for you and for me will be determined not by that moment of greatness and glory, but in the moments leading up to that. Greatness is in the moments before the critical moment arrives. And I want to invite and encourage, myself included, all of us, to be our best day in and day out with the little things. Do the little things in a great way so that when we are asked or invited or thrust into great opportunities, that we're ready, we're prepared to stand up and be counted, to make a difference. Whoa. And that if the opportunity comes to you or to me to make a difference in the world or to make a difference in your world, we're ready to do it and we can make it happen. Man, I love you guys. Hey, awesome's always an option. Reach upward. Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level, so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there, take advantage of this, try it out, get in there with us, and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.